A memorial service in honor of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, has been held at the Kwame Nkrumah Museum in Accra. Dr. Nkrumah died 40 years ago while in exile. Bright Ntrama was at the ceremony and has filed this report.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah died in exile after his government was toppled in a military coup on February 24, 1966. He died of cancer in a hospital in Bucharest, Romania, in April 27, 1972. Party executives, members of the diplomatic corps, well-wishers attended the wreath-laying ceremony. Ironically, none of Nkrumah's children were present. In a sermon, Reverend Father Stephen Sakpasu of the Holy Spirit Cathedral in Accra admonished the Nkrumah family to use his death to reunite. He said the CPP can better function if all Nkrumahists unite. He spoke against hate speeches that has characterized political discourse of late.
40 as a period of separation is not easy. We say he died 40 years ago. If we rise up, prepare ourselves adequately in mind, in heart, in actions, we will do better things than as we see today.
An aspiring presidential candidate of the CPP, Bright Akwiti, said Dr. Nkrumah was a great political organizer who founded and built the CPP into a formidable organization that was dedicated to developing Ghana and Africa. He said Ghanaians are yearning for the return of the CPP under the inspiring thoughts of Dr. Nkrumah to save Ghana from the course of self-destruction. Mr. Akwiti said Nkrumah lives on and never dies, even in his mortal self, nor in the clarity of his thoughts and vision.
Our challenge today is to restore the CPP to a fast political and organizational stature as the party with the most accumulated experience in mobilizing the people for a self-reliant, equitable and all-inclusive national development.
Another aspiring presidential candidate, Dr. Abu Sakara, said Dr. Nkrumah was a clear and decisive leader. He condemned misguided statements by some political figures.
We must bury our antagonism and reach across the political divide to seek partnerships that serve the common good. Even as we assert our inalienable rights to vote and be counted, we must also ensure that the freedom of others are not trampled upon.
A wreath was laid on behalf of the CPP.
Brighton Trump's report.